UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
This is the highest compliment I started to read you that is hilarious. Don't answer the phone because I'm going to – don't call anybody. Listen to this.
I'm not. Calm down. No, I was making sure the settings were good for you.
Sure.
You know,
Bob, you can call me Painter Chris. Okay, Painter Chris says just a few pictures of my house I decorated for Halloween. He must have sent it at the text line, which I can't get here. But it said it gets crazy in our neighborhood with all the kids. Love. This is great, though. Is this the most on-brand V-show compliment you could get? Love your show. Listen every day when I'm painting. It's better listening to you guys than watching the paint dry.
Hey, thanks.
Gee, for a fat girl, you don't sweat much. Oh, very nice. Thank you for that. All right, New York Mike is wants to. Do you want to?
I can see the photos back here.
Oh,
by the way,
you can. Are they cool?
Yeah, they are.
Are
very
these
cool.
The Halloween pictures?
Yes, very, very festive. Very festive. I'm trying to see what that. Oh, it's that's pretty cool. It says Dead Beach, and it's a bunch of skeletons playing volleyball.
UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Last year I bought one of those giant snowmen, those inflatable things for the lawn, and I'm very tempted to buy the new one this year. It is, have you seen it, Nick? It's like 30 feet tall. It's a Santa that's like 30 feet tall. Would you like me to, would you feel good about that on our front lawn?
You already bought one.
No.
I had one last year.
No, that's a snowman that's just like.
He was a snowman? I thought it was Santa last year.
Oh, well, then this is a snowman. Whichever one this is, it's opposite of last year. But the one last year is only like 10 feet tall. This is like 30 feet tall. It's positively frightening. It's big enough, I think, it would annoy the neighbors. But should we do that?
I mean, tis the season,
I guess.
How you
feeling about that?
Not going to lie, Jamie and I, we were coming back from like getting like a sandwich or playing hockey. And we came around the corner last year, and there was just you out there putting the inflatable Santa Claus. And Jamie and I simultaneously looked at each other like, damn, he did it.
Love it. I love the inflatable Santa. Speaking of inflatable Santas, here's New York Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Bob.
You too.
You and your family. I'm going to try and name them. Nick, Darlene, Jamie. Jamie's married. Can I take a guess for her name?
Well, you probably won't get it, but have a shot at it.
Angela?
No. Very close. Shelby. They sound a lot alike, though.
Shelby, okay. All right, Shelby. Everybody in the Valvano family, have a good Thanksgiving. Hey, can I take a guess? Are you guys going to have lasagna?
That's so funny you said that. Darlene asked me that very thing last night. She said, do we want lasagna for this year for Thanksgiving?
Well, who do you think told her?
Did you call her and tell her that? What did you?
No,
what,
I'm
did
only,
did
I'm
you
only
guys?
Kidding.
Did you guys
the Bronx,
have?
All the Italian families had.
Yeah, they did.
Lasagna and turkey.
Yes, that's. Oh, of course. No, I was going to say we had. It was like seven courses. You had the antipasto, which could have been a meal in and of itself. Then you had the pasta, which was a very heavy pasta, lasagna, manigot. Then you had turkey. Then we had, a lot of years, we would have two different types of meats. We'd have ham or roast beef. Then they would bring out the nuts and the fruit. Remember that? They always brought the nuts. There were all the nutcrackers
out
there.
Yeah.
Then
the
you
grapes.
Had
The grapes.
Then you had to have dessert by like 7 o'clock at night, and the over under on people going into insulin shock and food induced coma was 2.5. But it's a great night. Did you guys have a rotation for the meat you ate on the holidays? And turkey for Thanksgiving. What'd you do for Christmas, New Year, and Easter?
Well, my wife's Korean, so we had a turkey made out of rice. Oh, thank you.
I've got to be honest. That sounds even less desirable than tofurkey or whatever they call that thing.
I know. It's just a joke.
I know that. All right.
Hey,
so,
listen, I got to tell you what one of my friends did on a Thanksgiving, the Italian guy. His whole family's there. He invited me to Long Island, Comac. I'm out there. I'm at the big table. The whole family, his family's there. He tells me this is a glass of grape juice, right?
Okay.
I take a sip.
It's actually LSD.
I spit it all over the table in front of me. It was beet juice.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. I hate it. Well, I couldn't be mad at him. He's my best friend, but he thought it was a joke. But after a while, the next day, I thought it was a joke. But
after they removed you from his throat.
And my foot from you know where. Hey, Bob, can I give you a Thursday night game tomorrow?
Yes, sir. Let's go take a look and see what the numbers are. You're on a roll, by the way, for listeners. I believe it's at least four, might be five Thursdays in a row. Thursday's been a good night for you.
It's five games in a row, and I'm 10-3 for the Thursday night games. 10-3. 1-10, lost 3.
Nice. All right, let's see what we got. The Thursday night matchup is, by the way, no disrespect, but the Jetropolitans kind of had their way with the Raiders the other day. You must still be in a bit of shock there.
You know what? All those guys in New York called me Saturday, and I took every one of their bets. I wasn't mad, but I think they knew something.
You couldn't have been very happy about that. All right, Thursday night, there's three games on Thursday, the Bears and Lions in Detroit.
Those are in the day. I'm going to give you those, but I'm going to give you the lock for Thursday night.
Saints and Falcons in Atlanta, where New Orleans is a 7-point favorite.
And we have to take Atlanta plus 7. I might be wrong, but didn't Atlanta beat New Orleans in New Orleans?
I will be able to give you that answer in literally about 1 second. Here, the regular season, the Saints, they beat them 26-9 in New Orleans. Yes, they did.
Okay, so, I mean, Atlanta's getting 7. I don't understand, but I'm going with Atlanta plus 7 against New Orleans on Thursday night.
Is that your favorite game of the three on Thursday?
That's my favorite.
All right.
With a side of lasagna.
Oh, nice. I'd like some lasagna. You got me in them. You got me, as my mother used to say.
You're gonna get some. I know you're gonna get some tonight at Yaya's.
Yeah. Are you coming? You should come also. Come drop in.
Say no, I don't know. My granddaughter's supposed to go, but I hope she stays here. If she's here, I'm gonna stay with her.
All right, good. All right. Anyway, the other games, the Bears and Lions are the first game. My perception was that you never wanted to play the Lions in Detroit on Thanksgiving, and I said that on the air, and nobody pointed it out to me, but then I looked it up, and you want to know the truth? They're not that good on Thanksgiving at home. They get beat as often as they win, so they're 3.
Well, that's why I'm taking Chicago.
Yeah, Chicago's laying 3.5, and the Lions are 3-7-1, not really playing for much anymore, so the Bears still have an outside chance of, you know, squeezing their way in the playoff picture. So, all right,
mathematically.
Yes, it's very unlikely.
I love when the announcers say mathematically, and I have to go to the calculator.
All right, so we got the Bears.
On you in the calculator right there.
Bears taking one favorite. Bears laying 3.5. One underdog taking the Falcons plus 7. Then the middle game of the three, Bills and Cowboys. Dallas at home laying 6.5. What do you got there?
I am taking Dallas.
Really?
I looked up all the statistics and out of my football Bible, and it has Dallas minus 6.5. Take them over Buffalo.
All right. Well, the only thing I will say about that is that the Will Wolford school of approach, that if you got a team that's a decent team and a good team, and the Cowboys are only 6-5, most people think they're a good team. If they've just gotten beat on the road and they're coming home the next week, they're a dangerous team. You know what? That's been good advice. So that's pretty good. So
Bob, you're not going to be there Friday, right?
No, I will be doing a basketball game in Nashville. Yes.
Can I give you just one game for college and one game for pros?
Sure. Let me get this spread up in front of me here. College, go ahead. What's the college?
It's Michigan. Is it playing Ohio State?
Michigan, this is the big matchup this week against Michigan, is playing Ohio State. They are 9-2. Ohio State's undefeated. Ohio State at Michigan is an 8.5-point favorite.
I'm taking Michigan plus 8.5.
Yeah, it's a lot of points, and they're pretty good.
I'm going to give you one more that I've been lucky with. I was going to give you one, but then I saw this right now. Navy plus 8.5 against Houston. Navy, they never let me down this season.
Yeah, you are really riding that Navy gravy train, no pun intended there. So
yes, I was.
So there you go. All right, the Navy.
Michigan, what are they? Michigan is 9.5.
Michigan is getting 8.5. And then,
okay, then 8.5 with Navy?
Navy is, they're giving 9 at Houston.
All right, I'll get 9. No, they're not giving 9. They're getting 9,
no,
right?
No, Navy's giving 9 to Houston.
And they're visiting Houston?
Yep.
Okay. All right, I'm taking Navy minus 9.5.
All right, well, you only have to give 9 in our game. All right, what's the pro game you got?
The pro game is the one that I had, you know, let me down last week, but they're going to come back because Kansas is 6-4. And they might go to 7-4, but I don't think so. And the Oakland needs to beat these guys to get on top of the AFC West.
Kansas
City. I'm taking Oakland plus 10.
Kansas City is giving 10 to the Raiders. So I got to admit, you are loyal, but the Raiders have actually given you an ass kick.
They've been good to me.
No, they haven't been good to you. So, all right, man. Well, happy Thanksgiving, New York, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Good talking to you. We'll take a break. We are late for a break. We'll do that, and then we have guests. So stick around. It's ESPN 680 1057.
You're locked on the V-Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now here's Bobby V.
Everybody could use a few extra bucks around the holidays, so what I suggest you do is go flip those sofa cushions and... What? Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Read the thing. Sorry, thanks. Schedule a free in-home estimate with the guys from Universal Windows Direct. Why is that going to save money? Okay, all right, I'm reading. Oh, they'll give you a $100 Amazon gift card just for meeting with one of their home improvement experts. I mean, like if you run into them in a bar, will they give you a, no? Okay, sorry. You got to get them to your house, right? Okay, get them to your house and then have an in-home estimate for what it would cost you to replace your old drafty windows with brand new, beautiful, energy-efficient windows from Universal. You'll save so much in your energy bills, you'll have even more than just the $100 they gave you just for getting the in-home estimate. Listen, it's already cold, and that wind was howling. Man, oh, man. We have a backyard little screened-in, like a, what do they call those things? A little, it's not a portico. It's a little screened-in room, okay, but it's a standalone. And it's not, you know, a really big, heavy one that you install metal wood. It's just like a pop-up. But it serves the purpose, and, you know, keeps the bugs out for the summer, and we haven't taken it down yet. And I looked out, when I heard how loud it was getting last night, I was like, oh, what's going on out there? And I looked outside, and that thing was spinning around like in The Exorcist. It was just, it was like, oh, my God. It looked like a wheel of fortune in the casino. It was just whoo, whoo, whoo. I was like, whoa, I'm not sure how the wind was doing that, but it was very, very windy. And that means that if your windows are old and inefficient, that wind is coming in and making your home uncomfortable. Drafty, cold. Why would you suffer through another winter in a cold, uncomfortable home? Universal Windows Direct's windows, specifically made to perform in our climate. Super spacer technology keeps the edge of the glass warmer, holds the window seal longer, helps the windows last up to 5 times longer than other windows that do not have it. Plus, Bill and Mike always back it up with a true lifetime warranty. Those are our guys over there at Universal Windows Direct. So you'll be covered for as long as you own your home in 30 years to the next homeowner. That, my friends, is a warranty. And right now, for every window you buy, you'll get one free, no limit. And there's 0% financing for 36 months. Plus, it'll be free installation. Some restrictions apply. Schedule your free in-home estimate today and get a $100 Amazon gift card to help out this holiday season. Not too late to make sure your home is ready for winter. 502-487-5200. Universal Windows Direct. Remember the name. You go to the website, universalwindowsdirect.com. Like me, you'll be saying, I love my windows. Tim Sullivan joins us right now. The Courier asks basically everybody in the city, who do you think is going to win this football game? So I'll ask him that first. You making a pick? Do you guys make a pick?
Well, I do. I'm not Tim Sullivan, though.
Oh, thanks, Nick.
I used to be the columnist.
Unbelievable. It is. We really have to sell.
No, we really have to sell tickets to this clusterfuck. I said. You weren't listening earlier.
I'm sure you said it, just not to me. But you did say it.
I said it on the air. You don't listen.
Very good. So that's Eric Crawford.
I said I got it wrong the first time.
I should have done my best Tim Sullivan.
There's two things, and going along with it and not cause this Valvano family strife. No, it doesn't take much. It's always a powder keg ready to blow at any given moment. So there we go. That's how it works. All right.
Are you going to call Tim Eric now?
I might, just to be fair. So now, but the bad thing is I had all of Tim's articles punched up on the phone. Now I got to find out what Eric wrote about. So, you know, that's what I'm going to do. But before I do that, you said you were going to give us a pick. So give us a pick.
Yeah. You know what? I don't know. How about that for a pick?
That's really I'm going really out on a limb. Thank you.
But I'm picking Kentucky because they're at home. That's the only reason.
Okay.
And I think they're a little bit, you know, I've covered them both multiple times. And it's hard to tell because I think Kentucky has not played the kind of competition that maybe people think they have just because they're in the Southeastern Conference. Louisville's ACC schedule, as bad as that division the ACC is, they're ranked a little bit – their conference schedule is ranked a little bit ahead of Kentucky's. I just think Kentucky's probably got a little more depth. I know they have a little better defense, maybe a lot better defense. I think Louisville's going to move the ball. I think it's going to be close. I don't even know if Kentucky covers, and it's not much of a number right now. But I guess if you ask me who I think is going to win straight up, I'm just going to pick Kentucky because they're at home, and I think they got a few more players than Louisville's got.
They're both going to bowl games. They both got there with very fascinating narratives, albeit very different ones. Kentucky coming off a record-setting season, losing all sorts of players through graduation or finishing their eligibility, and then losing, obviously, the starting quarterback to injury. So just to get to a bowl is noteworthy. It's not going to be one of the greatest seasons in the history of the school, but it certainly is noteworthy. And then Louisville with one of the great turnarounds in the country. So they both have had things to hang their hat on. Obviously, locally, people like the game because then they can go brag to Joe at the water cooler or Sam in IT or whatever, and you know that's what people float some of their boats. So that's fine. But the fact of the matter is, what do you think in the big picture, if you were not somebody with a dog in the fight, who's got more to gain and also to lose from the result of this game?
Well, I think, you know, every game Louisville wins from here on out puts Satterfield more into the discussion of National Coach of the Year, and he should already be a finalist for that. But I think, you know, if they finish with 8 wins and they beat Kentucky on the road to finish their season, to me, it's hard to deny him that award for what they've done, the improvement they've had. So in terms of stakes, that's pretty big. But it's a bigger game if Kentucky loses this game. You know, they came into the season, I don't care. I mean, quarterback, no quarterback, you're supposed to have a quarterback some on the roster. They came in talking about not slipping back from what happened a year ago, a 10-win season. Doesn't necessarily mean winning 10 games, but it means holding the line on quality, and if they finish 6-6, then they will not have. And while they have excuses, especially with losing Terry Wilson, I think there's more to lose for Kentucky in this game, and I think there's more to gain for Louisville by winning this game, is how I see it.
Talking to Eric Crawford, not Tim Sullivan from WDRB. Let's list all the people we're not talking to.
For God's sake, I said I was sorry!
That's right. Texter says Nick did say Eric Crawford at 1 and Tim at 1:30, but it is 1:25. He's very diplomatically saying we were both wrong. We're right, depending on how you look at it.
They changed.
Let's shift from football to basketball. You were either at or you were watching the press conference while we were on the air here that Chris Mack had, and obviously Duke loses. And so, you know, somebody was going to ask him about possibly being number one. What'd you make of his answer?
I liked it. I thought that was the best press conference I've heard him give since he's been at Louisville, including his introductory press conference. It was awesome from start to finish, from an entertainment value, from an information value. And, you know, I thought he was being very candid. He said, I don't want to dismiss it, but I'm not worried about it. I'm not thinking about it. And I believe that because I think he knows that West Kentucky, you know, is a team that can beat them. They're ranked higher than this Akron team that nearly came in and came all the way back from a 22-point deficit. And I think he's worried about his team a little bit being focused enough after some easy wins and executing well enough after having some games where they didn't have to execute perfectly. So I liked everything he had to say. Players seem to know how he thinks at this point, and the experienced players anyway seem to kind of have adopted that. So I think we'll see a pretty focused Louisville team against Western Kentucky on Friday.
It's an interesting weekend. Obviously, the rivalry football game, and then this really starts Louisville's. I don't know. It's not fair to dismiss all the games they've played, but you know what I mean. They've only had one Power 5 game. It was a conference game on the road, and they looked pretty impressive in that game. But now it's time to elevate a little bit. How much do you think we still don't know about this Louisville team, or how confident are you based on the level of competition they've played that you can – I mean, I think they're really good. I don't think there's any great teams. I said earlier in the show it wouldn't shock me if all four of those teams at the Champions Classic, none of them made the Final Four. And I'm not taking shots at them. I'm just saying you saw Duke lose. Kentucky has looked the best of the teams in New York, but they haven't looked great since. And now Sestina's hurt, and Kansas, they look like they're having a hard time figuring out how to get those two big guys' minutes to play together. And Michigan State, I'm not sure how good they are compared to what people perceived. And I also haven't seen any dominant teams elsewhere. So, you know, as they always say about the lottery, why not you? You know, somebody's got to win it. Why not you?
Yeah.
Well, same thing with Louisville. How much do we know about them, do you think?
Well, The things I like about them are the things that got them high in the preseason rankings. They got some experience on that team, some guys who've been through the ACC and gone through it. And I probably got to say I like them even better since I've seen David Johnson come out and get a little playing time. I think he's got a pretty high ceiling for them. He's got things to work on, but there's a lot of talent there. And obviously Malik Williams, the more he comes in and plays, the more depth he's going to give them on the interior, the tougher they're going to be. And I feel like they're going to come around defensively and be better than they have been. They've been a lot better offensively. They've made some changes in the way they do things, and they've gotten themselves into a really good efficiency situation offensively. And we just need to kind of see them rededicate to defense a little bit. But I think they can be right there. I think that experience they have is good. And the only question I still have, and it's not that they haven't played well, but you just wonder if either Darius or Fresh Kimball, if one of those guys is going to grab the point guard position and you know, with an iron fist to put a chokehold on it. Is Kimball going to get better, or are they just going to be by committee? Because they're going to face some really good people at the point. They faced one in the last game. They didn't defensively really get the job done against him very well. So that's a big question for them, I think, going forward.
I don't know for sure that they're going to really declare that, because I look at all those guys,
yeah,
with the exception of maybe Fresh, all of them are combo guards, really. They all can,
yeah,
play the two or the point, and I don't know that he's going to have to be like CeCe,
yeah,
where he puts the ball in that guy's hand and says, here, you're running the show for 35 minutes. I think, now, I don't know, maybe he will at some point, but I think it's a difficult team when you got a lot of different guys who can do a lot of different things.
Yeah, and he's willing to adjust and be flexible and do the things with them. So I there's no reason to be pessimistic or down on this Louisville team. The question is just how high is its ceiling versus some of these with younger guys that are going to improve a lot during the year. But they're as good as anybody. I mean, in a year where nobody's great, they're as good as anybody I've seen right now.
Is talking to Eric Crawford from WDRB, shifting on to bouncing around some topics. Louisville's going to raise a banner to the MOPs, two of the three guys who've done it. They've had Purvis Ellison, Darryl Griffith, and Luke Hancock do it. And Purvis is coaching, so he won't be there, but the other two will be there. You think would this have come about if they hadn't had the banner taken down for the championship, or is this their way to somehow acknowledge it without sticking their thumb in the, you know, their nose and thumb their nose at the NCAA? What do you make of it?
Well, that is a really good question. Would it have happened had that not been? And I kind of wonder if it would have been. And I kind of don't think it is. I think this is a way for Louisville to acknowledge that championship, something that a large number of fans have wanted them to do, including some fans who may not have been coming to home games because they were just disgusted by the whole thing. So we'll see. I'm anxious to see what the crowd is like that night. I think it'll be the biggest crowd of the season. I think it probably was going to be anyway with Michigan coming in, but I think it's going to be a large and enthusiastic crowd. I think this promotion and what they're doing puts it over the top. And I think to have a banner that is able to, in any way, reference the 2013 title is something that the fan base will endorse. And I think it'll be a popular decision. Would it have happened had this not all come about? I'm not sure. But I think it gives them a great opportunity to do this. And I think it's going to go over really well with fans. I think it already has. So you know, good for them. I don't think it's thumbing your nose at the NCAA at all at this point. I think you're just doing what you're allowed to do, and that's fine.
Eric Crawford, who was the 2014 NSSA Sports Writer of the Year. That's a fun event down there in North Carolina.
It is. I know. I didn't crack the finalists this year. It was a Lexington sweep on us this year. So
yeah, well,
I saw that the other day. If that happens, there's good people all over, and that's what happens. By the way, we mentioned 2013. I remember people in 2013 saying there was no dominant team. And, like, after the second game of the NCAA tournament, Louisville just crushed Colorado State. I thought it, and I heard Jay Billis say on ESPN, you know what, there is a dominant team, it's Louisville.
Well, but that makes the point.
Say that again.
You know, it's actually a good analogy, not that it's going to be Louisville, although it might be, but you may want, that's the whole point of the season, is somebody may emerge as dominant. I mean, I remember Krzyzewski talked about them the same way, too. That's where he coined the "they boom you," that phrase, you know. So, but nobody knew that going into the tournament, you know. And so maybe somebody will emerge that way, but Louisville was not perceived that way, nor was anybody else when that tournament started. And I think that's what makes the basketball tournament unique and fun, as opposed to, you know, I'm always feeling like I'm taking a shot at football, but, you know, they anoint the teams before the season starts in football. We don't do that in basketball, and it makes it more entertaining.
Yeah, and by the way, that team I didn't think became dominant until they kind of figured something out with Kevin Ware, and he just started to play lights out. Of course, his season was ended early, but he was really good for about an 8-game stretch, and they were able to ride without him, ride the rest of the way in. But so, you know, hey, we could be saying the same thing late in the year about this group.
Never know. Perfunctory question, which must be asked, but is done gleefully because he's always fun to talk about. Lamar reminds me of when I was a little kid, when I would want to tune in. I have an appointment viewing to see. That didn't happen much, but when you were a kid, you'd get excited about if it was baseball, Mickey Mantle was playing, or if, you know, New York guys, Joe Namath was playing or something. But, you know, when you get older, you don't really do that much. He is on that level right now. Honest, I mean, first thing I look at is, when do the Ravens play? Because this dude is so much fun to watch. He is turning into a guy for the ages.
Yeah, and he, you know, we saw it at Louisville. They could be up 30, and he's playing his last couple series, but you did not turn the game off,
right,
or you did not leave the stadium because he might do something that you'd never seen before. And I'm just thrilled that he's doing that at a whole different level, and a whole country is feeling that same way. It's funny, the ratings are delayed a little bit. I haven't seen the Monday Night Football ratings yet. Probably won't see them until tomorrow or Friday, but I'm interested to see what they were nationally for that game, because he is just such a show right now, and he's the talk. And I know it frustrates my colleague John Lewis, who's a big Seahawks guy and a Russell Wilson guy, that he has basically headlined himself into the MVP talk because of these moments that he has. 5 TD passes on Monday Night Football. There's a lot of symbolism that goes with the awards, but that's how these awards are. And he's just a transcendent type of guy that not just football fans find him interesting and fun to watch. So he's great for the game. I hope he keeps doing it. That's all I can say.
All right, brother. Good talking to you. Happy Thanksgiving
Thank
to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Bob.
Are you trekking down to you going down to Nashville?
I will be down in Nashville on Friday with Aaron Matus and WDRB. And my facts for the day: chicken has 200% more fat in it than it did 40 years ago. So think about that if you're not eating the traditional turkey.
Well, we got to get the chicken on the treadmill. Rick Pitino would never tolerate that.
Not at all.
All right.
No, sir.
Good one. Thanks for bringing it. We Want to Know Wednesday. Good work out of Eric. How about that? That's a nice one there. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Thanks for listening to us on this
Tim Sullivan.
So joining us next will be Kent Taylor.
It's Tim Sullivan.
Ed Sullivan.
Tim Sullivan.
Former talk show, former variety show.
You're You're listening to The V Show with Bob Valvano on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
All right. Joining us now is not Walter Cronkite, Dan Rather, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Eric Crawford. It's actually Tim Sullivan. And the music just got louder. State your business. What's he doing?
I have no idea.
Oh, there's more guys coming in. Here comes somebody else. What is he doing?
Just getting the schedules for the sports prep and whatnot.
He was taping it to the wall?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It is Tim Sullivan from the Courier Journal, and he joins us right now. We introduced Eric Crawford as you, so they asked if I should really introduce you as him, but I said, nah, I'll play it straight. So how are you?
I'm doing well, and I've been working on an Eric Crawford impression, but I haven't perfected it yet.
All right, well, just keep us in the loop. We'll certainly want to keep your regular updates on that. You tweeted it out, or you retweeted a tweet from someone else, from Lucas, I guess, so your colleague over there. It said, Chris Mack, everybody says there's no great teams this year, so if we win Friday, I guess we'll be best of the mediocre. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek funny, and I don't know if he went it as a little dig, but I mean, I think he's right. I haven't seen anybody that should establish themselves as a great team. Louisville's looked very good, but they played one Power 5 team. It was an impressive win on the road. I don't think anybody's credentials are such that you can say there's a great team yet. I think Louisville's as good as any we've seen, but I don't think anybody's got the resume to say, hey, they're great. Do you?
Not that I've seen, but, you know, I watched a little of the Auburn game last night, and I thought that was a team that had some unusual athleticism, and, you know, given their tournament history, maybe should be on the short list at this point. But, you know, have I seen anybody that I think is marked for greatness? No. And you know, of course, I thought Duke was that last year, and that proved not to be the case. So I think it's great to have some turmoil at the top with the number one changing hands a few times. It gets a lot of people kind of drawn into the conversation of who's the best. And you know, that's what college basketball pre-conference season is about, really. It's just kind of jockeying for position until the real race begins.
You know, we just talked to Eric, and rather than ask you all the exact same questions I asked him, although many will be the same, one that I didn't ask him, because you kind of hinted at it with what you were just talking about, to shift to college football. ESPN obviously wants eyeballs on that show, that who's in, you know, which four teams are in, but what they just ran a story on is, are we headed for chaos? And this is a discussion we have every year, but one of the years maybe it really will be chaotic, which I'd love, because then maybe it'd make them reexamine it. But as you look at the national playoff picture, it does seem like there is more of a potential for, lack of a better word, chaos this year than others. What do you think?
Well, I think potential is theoretical, because you've got a lot of these rivalry games the last game of the season, and theoretically Michigan could beat Ohio State and Auburn could beat Alabama. I don't think that's the way to bet, but you know, I think Clemson is virtually a lock. I can't imagine anybody derailing them between now and the playoffs. It's hard for me to imagine that Ohio State would be eliminated by losing to Michigan, and I don't think that they are likely to do that. So I think, you know, you've probably got half of the playoff in pretty solid position. I think Ohio State could probably handle a loss. LSU would seem to be as close to a lock as you can get in the SEC, but the more interesting thing to me is if Georgia, you know, should end up winning the SEC, does and beats LSU in the SEC championship game, what does that mean for Alabama? And I try not to worry too much about Nick Saban, but the idea of him having his nose pressed up against the window and not getting in is fills me with a kind of a morbid delight.
Everybody likes to see the king knocked on his ear every once in a while. Here's my, this has been my cause for these playoffs so far, and this underscores exactly why I'm disgusted with the whole thing. ESPN has a column, and it is written by, I want to give credit to our friend Heather Dinich. Heather wrote this, and you know, so she's giving her impression. She's not saying I think this team's good or that team's good. She's doing kind of what Joe Lenardi does, which is based on history. I think this is what the committee is going to think, and this is what they say. And Minnesota plays Wisconsin, okay? And if Minnesota wins, they face Ohio State in the Big Ten title game. And if somehow Minnesota won that game, it would have one of the most impressive resumes in the country with victories against Penn State, Wisconsin, and Ohio State. And the FBI says Minnesota has a 39.2% chance to beat Wisconsin. Okay, so you look at that. Then it says the All-State playoff predictor says if Minnesota wins, its chances of going to the playoff are less than 4%. How do you reconcile those two things? I'm telling you, it's the same thing as we talk all the time. They're not one of the brand names. So you've got to be like two games better than anybody to be considered equal. And I just think it's ridiculous. If they have that kind of resume and they don't get in, because, I mean, I don't know what the reason would be why they wouldn't get in. Unless the computer's just saying they have no chance to beat Ohio State in the conference championship game. But I got to think they got more than a 4% chance. Well, I mean, aren't we still working off that archaic idea that we've already anointed teams in the preseason who we're going to allow to play in the playoff?
Well, I think there's some of that. I also think that the math is probably a little confusing. If they have a 39% chance of beating Wisconsin, beating Ohio State parlay may not have much more than a 4% chance, because you basically eliminated 60% of their chances off the bat. I think it's highly unlikely they would win both of those games. I think that PJ Fleck is probably Scott Satterfield's leading competition for Coach of the Year, or certainly he's on the short list. There is a certain, brand name affinity in college football, always has been. It's, you know, when the national championship was decided by polls, there were certain teams that were almost inherently going to do better than others, and a lot of that had to do with their name brand and their conference affiliation, and that's just the way it has always been. I try not to get too worked up about it, because an expanded playoff is not something that I'm ready to endorse if the players aren't being paid. It does create a lot of conversation this time of year, and to a certain extent, that's a good thing for college football. But, there's never been a year that I can remember when when the bowls were finished was convinced that the justice had been done and everybody got what they deserved.
Talking to Tim Sullivan from the Courier-Journal. All right, let's bring it back local. We are asking everybody who joins us this week locally that make a pick. So I don't know if you're on record yet. You got a pick made for the football game, the Cards and the Cats. What do you got?
I do. I'm picking Kentucky. I think the progress that has been made by U of L has been impressive, but I think there is a problem on defense. I can see, Kentucky's running game dominating time of possession, putting enough points up on the board that it will be difficult for Louisville to match it. The scenario unfolds where Louisville takes an early lead, then you can feel free to ignore my prediction. But I think I picked 38-27 in the paper.
You picked 38-27, so that's 50. So you picked the over, too, though. Because if I had a bet over-under, I think the do you remember what the over-under is, Nick? I thought it was 54?
I think it's 54,
54,
yeah.
I think. I could see that being the case. I mean, I think Louisville will move the ball and score some points. I think their offense is legitimately very good. Kentucky has gotten better and better playing this convoluted thing they've had to come up with because of the injuries. And Louisville had such a hard time even keeping a Syracuse team from running the ball. You got to think maybe Kentucky's going to be able to move the ball as well. And if that's the case, you're going to have a high-scoring game on your hands. But let's put it this way. I think the game is more likely to be a high-scoring game than a very low-scoring game. In other words, I think it's more likely to be well past the over than way under, like, you know, 19-16 or something like that. I don't envision that. If the weather's okay, what kind of a game do you anticipate?
Well, I think you're right. I expect a lot of points. But, you know, Kentucky's defense has been more consistent than Louisville's. You know, I don't think they've given up 30 points in a game. And while Louisville has shown a tremendous firepower on offense, I don't know that they're going to have the ball enough to put up a lot of points. I think it's, you know, I could see some more of these 8-9 minute drives and, you know, 14 plays, you know, 77 yards for Kentucky. I mean, I'm amazed what they've been able to do with a pretty one-dimensional offense. But, you know, if you're able to run for 400 yards a game when people know you're going to run, you know, I take that as a pretty good sign. So, I think the burden of proof is on the Louisville defense to show that it can rise up and actually stop somebody with some you know, offensive potency. And you know, until I see it, I'm going to have a hard time believing it.
So what's on the docket for the Sullivan household for Thanksgiving? Is it a traditional thing, or are you just like what you're doing this year is what you always do, or have things changed? Or I'm very nosy. I like to know what people do for the holidays. So what are you doing?
Well, we have quite a lot of people coming in tomorrow, and at the moment, I am home with my sister's dog, which is an honor and a great responsibility.
What kind of? I'll bite. No pun intended. What kind of dog is it?
A Boston Terrier.
Oh,
it is a tremendous breed. I grew up with those dogs. I love them to death, but I can't get this one to engage with me. He's been busy sleeping for the last 2 hours.
That's what they do for a living, dogs.
There's a lot of that, but you know, when they're younger, they're very playful. This one's got 4 years on him, and I think he's tired and shagged out after a long squawk, as Monty Python said.
I'm looking at pictures. I don't know my breeds of dogs, so I'm looking at, is he black and white? All the pictures of the Boston Terriers are black and white. Is he black and white?
Yes. He's got a little brown in his coat, but he's got the tuxedo outfit that they're known for.
Very nice. Put a nice bow tie on him. He'll be ready for New Year's. He'll look
great. Bingo.
So, all right. Well, have fun. I can't imagine you contribute any of the cooking. You just don't strike me as a guy that would do that.
I contribute a lot of the eating.
That's not surprising.
That's my rule.
All right, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving. See you soon.
Okay. Take care.
All right. Take care. Tim Sullivan for me. Courier Journal joining us. Don't forget, by the way, you know, with Thanksgiving is literally a day away, which means Christmas is quite literally a month away, actually less than a month away. Wow. Time be flying. And you don't want to let this opportunity pass, because the excitement of going big this year for the holiday gift giving starts this weekend. A spectacular offer from our good friends at Genesis Diamonds. All earrings, all pendants, and all bracelets. Take an extra 25% off Genesis already unbeatable value prices. Thousands of pairs of earrings, 25% off. Diamond stud earrings, diamond hoops, dangling earrings, earrings with sapphires and rubies, emeralds as well. Save an extra 25%. It's one amazing value. Plus, case after case of gorgeous pendants. Journey pendants, circle pendants, diamond crosses, diamond necklaces, unforgettable gifts, perfect gifts for the holidays, all 25% off. And you guys can never go wrong with a stunning bracelet. Tennis bracelets, bracelets with sapphires and diamonds, cuff bracelets, bangles, stackable bracelets, all of them, Genesis with 25% off on sale this weekend. So whatever your budget, Genesis has something amazing, and that goes for whatever her style as well. Classic or modern vintage, yellow gold, rose gold, white gold, you name it. Genesis has these home run, ready to wrap gifts, all on sale at a remarkable 25% off starting this weekend for a very limited time. Genesis Diamonds is at Shelby Road Plaza. It's the official jeweler of both the Louisville Cardinals and the Kentucky Wildcats. And they're our jeweler as well. I'll be in there again this holiday season. Can't go wrong. You can't go wrong either. Head out to Genesis Diamonds. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk some more here on the V Show. It's a big week. The basketball schedule starts toughening up for the Cards. The Cards and Cats in a big, exciting showdown game for a lot of reasons. Both teams going bowling, which is very, very cool. And it should be an interesting matchup. So we got a big, big weekend coming up. We'll talk more about it, among other things, with you here on the other side. On ESPN 680, I'm trying to get Nick to hit the button too soon, but he wouldn't do it. 105.7.
You're listening to Kentuckiana's ESPN 680, WHBE Newburgh, and 105.7 WHBE FM Eminence Frankfort.
It's Governor's Cup week, and for the most coverage, keep it locked on ESPN Louisville. Coverage begins Saturday at 8 a.m. on ESPN 680 and 105.7. And then at 10 o'clock, it's the Coors Light pregame show with Mark Ennis on 93.9 The Ville. And on ESPN 680, it's the Kentucky Farm Bureau Insurance pregame show with James Strebel, with live reports from Lexington. And then directly following the game, we're your first place for postgame reaction on all ESPN Louisville stations. Hear live from Scott Satterfield, Mark Stoops, and we're the first place that will take your calls. If it's the Governor's Cup, we talk about it here on ESPN Louisville, ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville.
You know who really loves fresh food? Amateur chefs, barbecuers, smorgasborders, snackers, bakers, and throw it in the microwavers. At Kroger, you can get all the fresh you want at a great price with delivery and free pickup, because we believe in fresh for everyone.
Delicious frozen Kroger turkeys are 37 cents a pound with card. Limit 2. Order for delivery or free pickup today. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Sturgill Simpson. Back live with guitars blazing. A good looking tour. May 24th, KFC Yum Center. Very special guest, Tyler Childers. Tickets on sale now. SturgillSimpson.com. Sturgill Simpson, a good-looking tour. Stream or download the new album, Sound and Fury, now. Produced by AEG Presents.
For some, it's extreme sports. For others, it's a really close ball game. But what gets our blood pumping at Baptist Health is pioneering new treatments for heart disease, equipping our expert team with the latest technology, and developing techniques that improve heart attack survival rates. At Baptist Health, we push ourselves to provide exceptional heart care for one reason, so you can keep enjoying the things that get your blood pumping. Learn more at baptisthealth.com/heartcare.
At Belterra Casino Resort, you can escape your way every day. Thrill seekers, get your pulse racing at the craps table. Gourmet lovers, savor prime cuts at 19 steak and seafood. And golf enthusiasts, tee off on a Tom Fazio golf course, then recover in style in luxury hotel rooms. However you like to escape, you can get away to it all at Southern Indiana's premier destination, Belterra Casino Resort. Take I-71 to exit 55, belterracasino.com.
Shop early and save big at Genesis Diamonds. We're kicking off the holiday season with a spectacular offer on all earrings, all pendants, and all bracelets. Take an extra 25% off Genesis' unbeatable value price starting Black Friday. Thousands of pairs of earrings, 25% off. Diamond stud earrings, diamond hoops, dangling earrings, earrings with sapphires and rubies and emeralds. Save an extra 25%. Plus, case after case of gorgeous pendants, journey pendants, circle pendants, diamond crosses, diamond necklaces, unforgettable gifts, all at 25%. 25% off. And guys, you can never go wrong with a stunning bracelet. Tennis bracelets, bracelets with sapphires and diamonds, cuff bracelets, bangles, stackable bracelets. Genesis has them all. All on sale, 25% off. Whatever your budget, from $200,000 to $200,000. Whatever her style, classic, modern, vintage. Genesis has these amazing ready-to-wrap gifts all on sale at a remarkable 25% off. Starting Black Friday for a limited time only. So shop early. Genesis Diamonds, Shelbyville Road Plaza. Official jeweler of both the Kentucky Wildcats and the University of Louisville Cardinals.
Hi, I'm Hannah Gist with Gist Piano Center.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.